Okay. And you were talking about the full moon being a factor. How did that
Mm-hmm.
play in, just because of the gravitational pull and the way that it directed the storm?
Yes, and it's not even the direction of the storm, it's the tides, the way that they work. So they have high tide twice a day, obviously, and the high tide was even higher than normal because of the full moon. So that's what made the water, and like I said, it was filling up before, 12 hours before the storm hit. There was flooding coming from underneath, and that's when we knew we were going to really have a big, big issue.
Now, you've got the brutality of Sandy, but kind of looking ahead, we've got winter coming up. You're in New York. We're here in the Midwest, in Michigan. What are some of the models showing for the winter coming up across the U.S.?
Seasonal forecasting is just about as bad as saying, that I can tell when another big storm is coming. So,
Okay.
meteorologically, we have El Nino that's taken over. So I can tell you it will not be as tranquil and pleasant as the winter before. It will not
Okay.
be mild like that. To say that we're going to have more, I think it looks pretty average right now. And
Okay.
that's about all I could put out there. I know it's not what people want. People always want that answer. I wish I could give that, but
Sure.
scientifically, I don't feel comfortable
Sure,
or
fair enough.
confident, I should say.
Now, I'm friends with Wood TV's Laura Velasquez, and I was chatting with her once about her interest in weather, and she said she knew pretty much from the age 9 she wanted to be a meteorologist. Was that a similar thing for you, knowing at an early age, and what attracted you to weather?
I loved storms coming across Lake Michigan when I was a kid. We had a cottage, or our friends did, and we used it often at Silver Lake. And we would just sit, my brother and I, and see the storms come across. And I remember being very interested in them. I also just loved science and math. And when I was in TV studio in high school, I had a teacher, Colleen Pearson, and she told me, "Why don't you put those two things together? You're really loving this TV studio, and you love science and math, and you're kind of obsessed with weather, so how about you do it all?" And
Okay.
it made so much sense once somebody put that in my head, and it really stuck with me, and obviously it's working out.
Any of you have stayed in touch with them over the years?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
And I thank her, and I thank everybody that's been, once I started rolling, I've just had a really blessed career. I had internships with some of the best people in the business. They're known, they get awards all the time. I couldn't have known how well I chose my path. Part of it is luck and part of it is just determination. And I definitely have the determination. I hope the
Sure.
luck continues.
Now, you were recently back in Grand Rapids to broadcast GMA for Art Prize, and you were inducted into the Rockford Public Schools Hall of Fame. Did you have much of a chance to enjoy Art Prize, and what did you like about it?
Had done the year before, and I think I can speak more to that year because this year I was home, I did shows, and then I left. It was too fast,
Okay.
so I wasn't able to enjoy it. But what I loved about the feel around Art Prize is it felt like a city. It felt like, not like it was New York City, but it really gave Grand Rapids that hustle, that bustle, that like excitement. You could feel the energy. Everybody there was very excited about it. Everybody has something to say. It creates conversation, and it creates real face-to-face conversation, as well as like social media and all those things that we all have become quite obsessed with, especially myself. So that's what I really enjoyed about it. Even my little sister, I have a 10-year-old sister, and she said, "Oh, well, we went for, she's in fourth grade, and they went
Sure.
for a school field trip. When else are you going to have little kids talking about art?"
Right,
Very,
right.
very rarely.
Yeah, it's made a big impact. And what type of a buzz are you hearing on Art Prize in New York City?
That's funny because someone had asked me that before when I told my producers they had never heard of it.
Okay.
So I also like to say, though, I don't want to take anything away from Art Prize, but my producers and many people in New York City don't know much about the Midwest or the Great Lakes.
Okay.
Even geographically, I think a lot of times they think I come from Iowa because they don't know the difference.
Sure.
And I was talking with my producer who's from Philadelphia. He's from the Northeast, and he was joking about that. He's like, "Now, where are you from again? Is that that state that's like this?" And they don't know. I mean, they've never been there, and I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time in New York. And I told him, we always read about the five boroughs, but I don't think people in the Midwest or Great Lakes know much about that. Queens and Brooklyn and all of those are separate from Manhattan.
True.
I think I always grew up thinking Manhattan was New York City and that was it.
Yes,
So
yes.
it goes both ways.
Sure. Have you encouraged some of your friends in New York to come visit West Michigan?
I have. My producers especially spend the
In
most time with.
what are the what are some of the places that you feel that they would need to experience, with that they would enjoy?
Definitely any of the beach towns. So I grew up going to Grand Haven. I would have to take everyone there. Now, Good Morning America did have, last year, the most beautiful place in the United States, and they picked Sleeping Bear Dunes.
Yes.
So they were familiar with that. So I would definitely want to emphasize that that's something we have that a lot of people forget about. And then I just think the quaintness of the towns and the Grand Rapids itself. It's a city.
Sure.
And it's grown so much to know what it was 15, 20 years ago, mm-hmm. and to know what it's become. I'm so proud to be from there.
Now, you were mentioning, you know, as far as, you know, contrasting New York with, you know, here in Michigan. But when you finally got to New York, what were some of the eye-openers for you? Maybe some things that you thought were one way that were completely different?
Yeah. I lived in Chicago for a while, so
right.
the city thing wasn't that big of a deal. But New York City, I remember showing up and thinking, everybody looks kind of tired here. and it really is the fastest-paced, most intellectual place I've ever lived. You
okay.
have to be on top of your game, whether you're just going to the grocery store or you're going down the street, because you're going to see James Franco and you're going to have to make conversation. And it's, you know, it's kind of surreal. I'd say that is the most impactful.
Now, you've had a pretty fast rise from being here in Grand Rapids at Wood TV, WXMI, to GMA. What advice would you give those who are starting out in the television news field who have big goals such as yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I got out of school after being, I was actually started a PBS station in Maryville, Indiana while I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I had been on TV for 2 years. You want to get as much experience in internships and job shadowing. No matter what you can do, go meet people, because that's how you're going to get your jobs in the future. And once you do get that job, or once you do start going to get that job, if it doesn't happen right away, don't quit. A lot of people, I didn't get a job in television for 9 months. I was working at WLAV, also being a bartender at the University Club in downtown Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I made it work between the two. So
okay.
Don't quit. And then I just kept stepping. So you have to live in places you don't necessarily want to live and keep having to work until you get to where you want to be.
Just got to keep your eye on the prize.
Exactly.
This is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and I've been joined by Emmy Award-winning meteorologist Ginger Z. You can catch her on Good Morning America weekends, and you may remember Ginger from Wood TV and WXMI here in Grand Rapids, and she's been doing a wonderful job with the coverage in Atlantic City of Hurricane Sandy. Thank you so much for joining me, Ginger.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.